Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Pizza Babble, our season 2 pilot. I'm Archibald Elliott.
Whoa. I'm Ewan McClelland.
I'm Sam Rowe.
And I'm Brisha Shaw.
Enjoy!
And I'm somehow able to butcher my own second name.
Whoop whoop! So, we're Max Radio now. You can see us on the Max Radio website.
That's cool.
I don't know where the camera is.
Yeah.
So, like, the pilot... So this episode is Pilot 2.0. This is basically just an introduction for people who aren't familiar with us. Obviously, because we've moved to a new sort of... What do we call it?
Hosting platform.
Hosting, publisher, whatever.
Sure.
Because we changed how we're releasing this, hopefully... a lot more people will be sort of seeing it and going, oh, what's this, and giving it a listen. So,
and any comments, send them in to @PolitiBabble. We're a politics podcast to get out straight away.
Yep.
And we'd love to hear all your comments about what we're doing well, any weird political things you disagree with us on our podcast. We'd love to get those comments in. So you can tweet
and
us
just,
@PolitiBabble, etc.
And the nasty insults, I've been missing those on Facebook.
Yeah. Bring them out, guys. Come on.
That's what we want. So. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll just start off with who we are. So we'll start with you, Archie.
Thanks, Ewan. Push it on to me to do the first thing. So we're a youth politics podcast. I'm Archie Wallet. I'm 16 from the Isle of Man. That's pretty obvious as we're
I'm unsure of my own age.
Yes, I'm unsure of my own age.
I think I'm 16.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
I describe myself as a conservative. I know, they're all moaning at us in this...
Eco-Tory.
they're all moaning at me.
Walking contradiction, as I like to call it.
Oh, no.
It's true.
Oh, there's nothing more conservative than to conserve the environment. I'll put that out there. There we are.
Wow.
Yes. And a fun about me is I drink lots of Earl Grey. That's, yeah.
I thought you were just going to be like, a fun fact about me is I drink lots.
I am the local alcoholic.
Yes.
Would have been more exciting.
I know, I'll pass on to you then, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
What's your fun fact?
I'm Sam Rowe and I do drink a lot. No, that's not me. I'm, you know, pretty classic far leftist 16-year-old teenager. I also live on the Isle of Man, unsurprisingly. I got dragged into doing this podcast, and that's pretty much it. I'm
dragged you kicking and screaming out of the womb to come here and do
out of the
podcast.
Womb.
Sam was born for this podcast.
She was.
Jesus Christ, Archie.
If you weren't born for this podcast, Ewan, why were you born?
Yeah, it's a good point. I'm just a happy little socialist doing the best I can. That's pretty much it.
That
I'm
sounds
not...
like a TV show.
Happy little socialist. Yeah.
The happy socialists and the eco-Tory. That's our
theme. It's an immersion of, like, yes, minister.
Yes. All right, and I'll pass on to my good friend and workplace colleague, Brisha Shaw.
Okay.
Anything to say there, Brisha?
Hello, my name is Brisha Shaw.
That's our actual voice.
I've realised whilst recording this that my voice is very deep, and I don't know how to feel about it. That's my fun fact. I don't know what to say. I would say I'm an anarchist / socialist. The future's bright, the future's red. down with the government.
Cool.
The police are bad.
You and here we are on a government-funded radio station, so...
Yeah.
Off we go.
Okay, so...
I guess Ewan, tell us about you. Not that we don't know already, but...
Hello. Hello to the camera as well, because we are being recorded. We're uploading these to YouTube now.
Oops, I forgot.
Yeah, my name is Ewan McClelland. A fun fact about me is that I drink a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm also the only card-carrying member of a party on the podcast. Labour Party.
I mean, I have an organ donation card, if you want to see that.
But the organ donors aren't a political party, unfortunately.
Not yet.
They are
not
a party.
Yeah. But
anyway, back to how we start. We started this in coronavirus.
Shut up, Ewan.
Shut up, Ewan.
You and your Labour ways.
God damn it, Ewan.
We started this in the coronavirus lockdown over Zoom and Microsoft Teams. And obviously now we've moved to Max Radio, so we might have heard our pilots a while ago. This is our kind of refreshed update of who we are. So we're a youth politics podcast. We like to give the youth views. We're going to get more guests on this season. and we'll lecture you and babble along about politics.
Yeah, this is basically a friendly chat between four teenagers about politics.
A coffee shop chat, there we go.
Yeah, well, that was basically our sales pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's not entirely complicated, is it? Just
to... Yeah. Do we want to talk about a little bit what got us into politics?
Should we start off about like how the podcast came about?
Sure. Yeah.
So,
I think this is originally to do with IMSCN. We're all in the student climate network on the island. I sent a message to our social media working group, like asking should we set up climate podcasts, and the four of us thought that'd be great. Let's set up political podcasts. Then we got together, thought of a name, and boom, bang, bing, and here we are.
We have a podcast.
What a name it is.
The context of that Student Climate Network thing is that Archie is one of the only founder here of the Student Climate Network.
Voila!
He's Climate Guy, as he's known on the streets.
So what, you started up like March, April last year, right?
Yes, I say that's probably my first instance of political activism, kind of. And any climate stuff which you have comments about, please do send them in and... Sure, we can make time for Archie's climate side. climate guy!
No. Not a thing.
So then, I joined the Student Climate Network shortly after Archie.
Yep.
I'm one of the more sort of active members in it. Been there since...
No need to boast there, Ewan.
No, weird flex, but okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's always hard to get anyone to do anything but, like, you and I.
Yes, as on the Isle of Man, it's a tragically or attitude to most things.
And then Sam and Brescia.
Brescia's collapsing in a coughing fit, if you can't tell.
Nobody can.
With
fine.
The mics live.
Yay.
Okay, that's fine. It's the real content our viewers come to get.
Yes. Relatable, realistic content.
Yeah, here everyone coughs. Yes. Brescia and I got into politics with the group we and our friends kind of founded, IOM Youth for Syria. The goal of the group was to present a petition to Tynwald to have them investigate whether or not the island could take on Syrian refugees. We worked really hard, we put a lot of effort in, and we did
and they rejected it.
Yeah. And all our hard work amounted to nothing. But we did actually get them to debate it in Tynwald, which we got to go and watch.
Good
which
job.
Pretty cool. We did
good
well.
Job, Sam.
We
that was well. Well job. Done.
We did it good. But yeah, and then we did a lot of work. Well, a lot of work. We did some work with Amnesty International.
Yeah.
And
we did a clove thingy. We got clothes donations from our school, and then we sent them to a Syrian refugee camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good work. Very good work.
Yeah.
That's where we come from.
You and your climate people, what have you done?
Yeah, so we all come from the sort of stereotypical teenage activist background.
Of course, yes.
Not quite gritty yet.
I was described on Manonline as an eco-hippie, and it's just...
It's always fun.
Archie is like the least hippie person I've ever seen.
Couldn't be further from the truth there.
Look no further than the cardigan he is wearing to see he is not a hippie.
Hello, look on camera.
He needs sandals and then he is a hippie.
If he pairs it with a sandal, then I'll...
I guess that's just sort of symptomatic of being politically active as someone under 50 on the Isle of Man. That you're always going to get trouble from people that are calling you a kid.
That's our starting point. We're here to engage you in politics. If you have anything you want us to explain, any topics you want us to cover, which you don't know much about but want to learn more, get in touch. Tweet us at Politibabble. Politibabble@gmail.com.
Facebook.
Everything at Politibabble, basically.
I should say, we'll try and explain it.
Yes.
There are no guarantees to quality.
Oftentimes, we will have to Google things mid-recording, like we did last time.
Mm-hmm. Hello to Wikipedia.
Yes.
The home of our news.
Yeah, so...
I would say also, another reason I'm doing this, and I'm sure it's the same for everyone, is on the Isle of Man, and, you know, elsewhere, but particularly here, there's a bit of a culture where it's kind of frowned upon if youth get involved in politics. Like, if you go on the radio, or if you petition for something, or if you campaign for something, you'll get loads of messages being like, go back to school.
From what we call the Facebook.
What are these kids
know? If you so much as breathe on the Isle of Man News and Politics Facebook page and you're under the age of 70 and you haven't served three consecutive terms as an MHK, then you will be called a sandal-wearing hippie kid and be told to go back to school.
And that's what we're here to change. We're here to get you involved in politics. We're here to explain and have the youth's opinion pushed down.
Yes. Are we? We don't really have... We don't really have what one would call like a core audience, but we're trying to make this accessible to people our age that aren't as... politically educated as they might want to be.
Yeah.
And anyone who just wants to
hear and us anyone who wants to listen to us talk.
Hear our is it sultry tones? I can't remember
smooth.
Dulcet tones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as I probably will pronounce wrong again, our AMSR, is it?
ASMR.
ASMR, sorry. AMSR. I pronounce that wrong every time.
Every single time.
I think it's a cover, personally. He's hiding how well he knows it.
He's hiding his YouTube ASMR.
Anyway, moving
Don't
on.
Don't give away the name, Brucia.
Tori's the game.
Okay. Right. Anything else we want to cover?
Well, I think we... I just want to say we are Politibabble. That's Ewan's favourite.
You've been Politibabble.
This was a short form episode. We're going to release this
be released on every Friday. Please come tune in. Listen to Politibabble kind of speak about politics. And you can find us on the Manx Radio website. I think that's at manxradio.com.
Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
That's
Politibabble.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a much longer form episode.
Yes. Yay. Find us on the Manx Radio website, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and soon to be Apple Podcasts. That'll be in about a week. Yeah. So enjoy listening. Hope you had a fun pilot.
Yeah.
Woo. Yay.
Go.
Thank you for listening.
And you can find us on YouTube as well. That's a new thing.
The video of this is going up.
See our beautiful faces.
Our faces. Our faces. Yep.
Interesting faces.
Our faces.
Cool.
A Politibabble production for Manx Radio.